Instead, let's talk about one of the county's oldest fairs, shall we? It's Bampton's Charter Fair. It takes place on the last Thursday in October, and it dates back to around 1258, which is a long time in anyone's book. BBC Radio Devon's John Govier is there for us this morning. Morning.
Don't send everybody off to watch the telly when my bit comes on the radio. I've been given the best parking space that a BBC Radio Devon presenter could have. I am in the shadow of the church, a pub and the burger bar. And I am at Bampton, as you say. And I'm with Humphrey Berridge, one of the organisers of the Charter Fair here. Humphrey, we've been talking a lot about sense of community on Good Morning Devon this morning. I guess this sort of is the biggest example you can get.
Well, I think it is. Although this has been running for such a long, long time, it takes a tremendous amount of organisation, and it starts months in advance, of course, and gradually more and more people get involved. And today there's probably, 100, 200 people who have been involved in one way or another in helping to organise and make the fair work properly,
Bampton, I've never been before, but I get the impression as I drove in that it's a town with the feel of a village. Would that be accurate?
I think it is. It's a lovely old town. It's got a lot of the buildings are stone and that sort of thing. And it's got a lot of character to it, I would say. And I think that because it's quite small, what we have is a very close-knit community. And therefore, a lot happens. Lots goes on during the course of the year. And this, obviously, is the biggest event of the year by far. But lots of people get stuck in and get involved one way or another.
Is it a place where everyone knows their neighbours?
I think it is, yes. It's certainly if anything happens, the gossip gets around exceedingly quickly. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the Charter Fair then, because as Michael was saying, it dates back... Well, this is the 755th fair, isn't it?
Well, that's right. That's only since the Royal Charter, because Royal Charters were only granted to fairs when they were already successful. So it's been going longer even than that. But the astonishing thing also is that it seems to have been continuous. So there are a number of other charter fairs across the land, revivals, basically. But this one really does seem to be running all the way through. It ran through the World Wars and that sort of thing because it was linked to agriculture and farming. So it really has run all the way through. And the other thing which I think distinguishes it from some of the others is this doesn't take place in a field outside the town. The town is actually shut off. Where we're standing now, the roads are all closed, and we've got a street market in what is normally just the ordinary streets of the town. So it's a very different sort of atmosphere.
There's a fun fair, there are food stalls, there's all sorts of things going on here. I think one of the most famous things is the pony sale.
It is. Sadly, I mean, we now have it as fur and feathers as well as ponies, but this year we're not selling any ponies, simply as you'll probably listeners to Radio Devon will know, ponies aren't selling. It's as simple as that. And I know a number of the other pony sales in the southwest have just been a complete failure.
That's a big change, isn't it? Because at one time we were hearing stories of ponies going for £1, 50p, that sort of ridiculous price.
Yes, and I understand that it costs £30 or £40 to a farmer to microchip them and just get the paperwork, let alone providing them with feed and all the rest of it. So we're not auctioning ponies, but we are auctioning a whole selection of fur and feathers, so to speak. And there's also bits of agricultural machinery and that sort of thing. People just like an auction, so that is still running perfectly happily.
Well, I'll be here with you throughout the day and reporting for BBC Radio Devon. Tell me where I should go first. What's the thing to look out for?
Well, I'm afraid the pub isn't open yet.
You know me so well,
Humphrey. No, I think that not in too distant future, the live music will be starting. And also we have the mummers, the Bampton mummers, and they will be coming right past where you are now in a little procession at about 10 o'clock, and they were doing their mummers play. So that's a homegrown little bit of treat for you.
Thank you. And Michael, at the moment, although I've driven through all sorts of weather to get here from Plymouth and on about an hour and a half's journey, it's actually quite dry here at the moment. The sky has just got some light clouds, but I think we might be in for a little bit of sunshine at Bampton this morning.
Let us hope so. John Govier, live from Bampton for BBC Radio Devon. Great community, Bampton.